Are you a boy or are you a girl? Remember that song? Have a listen.
Are you a boy or are you a girl? With your long blonde hair, you look like a girl.
Hey, you look like a girl.
You may be a boy.
Hey,
you look like a girl.
Fast forward, and there's a battle in North Carolina over transgenders using ladies' restrooms, lockers, and showers. And Obama's pushing it. We used to joke, girls, please be seated for the whole performance. But now, fellas, stand closer. It's shorter than you think. Kicks in if transvestites get past the doors. You see, North Carolina's governor just signed a law that overturns an ordinance by the city of Charlotte allowing men to use girls' facilities. That's what the ordinance boils down to. It's not called the Public Facilities Privacy and Security Act for nothing. But tons of critics are in a rage over the law, including big business. PayPal's Dan Schulman canceled plans to open a global operations center in Charlotte that will cost the state 400 jobs. Yet PayPal does business in 25 countries where homosexuality is illegal, including 5 where the penalty is death. And PayPal pouts about where crossdressers pee? Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg signed a letter that said the law doesn't reflect America's values. We're in big trouble if men who get a thrill out of wearing bras in surgically mutilated bodies reflect America's values. The transgender agenda isn't about equality. It's about special protection for perversion. Just ask the women and children who are being discriminated against by giving men access to their facilities. And tell that to Ringo Starr, who canceled a concert in Charlotte to protest the law. Who wants to see an 80-year-old has-been anyways? He probably couldn't sell enough tickets, so he blames the state. And besides, he was a lousy drummer. Boom, boom, boom. Enter Obama, also a lousy drummer, but an accomplished liar.
Define marriage.
I believe that marriage is the union between a man and a woman. Now, for me as a Christian, for me as a Christian, it's also a sacred union. God's in the mix.
But liars can evolve when God is no longer in the mix, and what's sacred becomes profane.
At a certain point, I've just concluded that, for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
Obama's pants keep falling down. He didn't do a 180, but spun a 360. For back in 96, when he was running for state senate, Obama responded to a questionnaire from the Chicago homosexual paper Outlines with, quote, "I favor legalizing same-sex marriages and would fight efforts to prohibit such marriages," unquote. America, you've been had. And it gets worse. Obama recently appointed Char Feldblum as commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. An open Jewish lesbian and activist, Feldblum and friends ruled that unlawful sex discrimination occurs when a man who identifies as a woman is prevented by his employer from using the ladies' room. Already, Christian colleges like George Fox and California Baptist are under attack by the EEOC in conjunction with the DOE as violators. And North Carolina's state legislature, which passed the act, is under fierce attack. Federal extortion, to be exact, by Obama, who's threatening to cut them out of $3 million in federal grants. All this is not about equality. It's an agenda of DC to send men into your daughter's bathrooms. God will have the last word. He made them male and female. And men dressing in drag can't change that.
Are you